I'm Alex Keefe with VPR News. You may have heard that Vermont's population is aging. That demographic trend has put new pressure on Medicare spending and has highlighted the need to improve care for older Vermonters. A unique program that links health care and other services to affordable housing complexes in Vermont is doing just that. And as VPR's Nina Keck reports, it may become a model for other states.
First, let me throw out some numbers. In Rutland, a typical trip to the emergency room costs about $1,500. A one-month stay in a Vermont nursing home will run about $9,000. Healthcare experts say older adults frequent both ERs and nursing homes more than they need to, often because of issues that could be taken care of at home or in a doctor's office. Just ask Karen Crossman.
I'm a massage coordinator. I've worked before as a registered nurse, but I choose to do this.
This is making house calls on 100 clients who live in Templewood Court, an affordable housing complex in Rutland.
Hi, Roy. How are you? Hey, you've got a new room. This is awesome.
88-year-old Lloyd Pigram lives alone. Last year, the former long-distance truck driver visited the ER 19 times.
So I said, well, I got to stop this.
The hospital agreed, which is when SASH got involved. SASH is a nonprofit that stands for Support and Services at Home. It provides personalized, coordinated care to help Vermonters like Pigram stay in their homes safely.
So how are you doing?
Okay.
Did you go downtown today?
Crossman makes herself at home in Pigram's tidy kitchen. She chats and laughs while recording his weight, checking a scab on his arm, taking his blood pressure, and going over appointments. Over the past year, Crossman has gotten Pigram set up with local doctors and has taught him to read food labels and watch out for sodium, which was playing havoc with his high blood pressure.
So no more beef broth and no more tomato juice still, right? Okay.
She also helps Pigram stay on top of his meds.
One day I came over in the summertime and he was having a hard time putting his pills together. And I came over and I checked and I noticed there was 2 Losartan in there. And I'm like, oh my goodness, you're not supposed to be having 2 of these. So I that's when I figured, oh, there's issues here.
Crossman called the pharmacy, and it now organizes and seals Pigram's pills into daily doses.
Makes it a lot easier. If I forget something, they don't forget. She doesn't forget.
So let me ask you this. Since having visits from folks like Karen and using the blister pack medicines, how often have you had to go back to the hospital?
Not very often, no. If I go at all, it's because of an emergency, but it shows things have got better.
Better and less costly, according to an independent analysis by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and HUD, the Department of Housing and Urban Development.
We are extremely excited about the results we're seeing from our independent evaluator, which is showing a reduction in Medicare expenditures for our SASH participants of over $1,500 per person per year.
That's Molly Dugan, the Burlington-based director of SASH. About 4,300 Vermonters are now enrolled in the program in all 14 counties. Dugan says Medicare pays most of the cost, which is between $700 and $1,000 a year per person. Emily Rosenoff is a senior policy analyst with the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. She says the idea of providing health care and other services where people live isn't new. But she says what makes Vermont's SASH program unique is it's been able to do it on a statewide level in a sustainable way.
We're excited about this. HUD and HHS have been partnering together to see where there are best practices, and we really see SASH as a promising practice. That's why we've been evaluating it.
In January, $15 million in federal funding was made available to affordable housing providers nationwide to study ways to develop a model like SASH. Molly Dugan smiles and says their phone's been ringing.
The interest is there, and so now this is the next step in actually getting it to be replicated throughout the country.
For VPR News, I'm Nina Keck.